bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonner's Ferry. I just love that little tune that comes on before I start. This is Chamber Chat. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. It's a privilege to work alongside our incredible local businesses and community members, and I'm excited to help keep our town thriving and connected. Stop by and see me at the Chamber office if you have a chance. I realize that there are quite a few people in town who have never stopped by the Visitor Center, and I was kind of surprised. So take a little time, drive off Fifth Avenue, jump in and see me. Today we've invited the Schweitzer Ski Resort, Lake Life Wellness Center and Yoga Studio, and the Cedar Summit Law Firm to join us. But first, both the Chamber and Sandpoint have some great upcoming events. You're going to want to mark your calendar. Tonight, you can attend Barrel 33's Masquerade Murder Mystery Night. It starts at 6 at 100 North 1st Avenue. Next Wednesday, January 28th at 5 o'clock, there's a Business After Hours event hosted by Polaris Medical Direct Primary Care. They're located in the Sandpoint Center, right around the corner from the Marigold Bistro. Now the big thing. Don't miss Sandpoint's Winter Carnival from February 13th through 22nd. It's a week of fun activities and events put on by businesses all around town. Starts with a parade of lights on Friday, February 13th at 5:30. We're excited to announce that we have lengthened the parade route. Entries will leave the city parking lot, go down Church to 1st Avenue, over to Cedar, up Cedar to 4th, and return down Oak to the parking lot. So you can stand anywhere along that route and get a good view of the parade. But a word of caution, the streets inside the perimeter will be blocked off at 5 o'clock. So get your car out ahead of time or you will only be able to leave after the parade ends. And I estimate that to be about 7 o'clock. If you'd like to be in the parade, go to SandpointWinterCarnival.com to sign up. There's no entry fee. Just so you know, we've started a few fun things this year. We're going to choose a fire king and an ice queen. We're choosing couples, and you can nominate your favorite couple on the website, again, SandpointWinterCarnival.com. Do it now till January 30th, and then you'll have a chance to vote for your favorite, and hopefully we'll get them, all the nominees, to walk in the parade, and we'll crown the king and queen at the Ponderay after party. We've also created wood skiers to stand outside businesses around town and to attract your attention. And each business owner is going to be able to decorate their own wood skier. These have been fabricated by Sandpoint High, and the wood has been donated by Sandpoint Building Supply. And then in the first time in 53 years, we've created a commemorative lapel pin. Buy a pin for $5 somewhere in the downtown area and be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a gift pack worth $200. We're also lighting up the downtown with banners on downtown street light poles. So watch for those. They'll go up probably the first week of February and they'll be up through the end of the carnival. Just one other chamber thing to tell you, and that is that there's going to be a chamber luncheon on Thursday, February 12th at the Marigold Bistro. So there you have it, a lineup of Sandpoint events that capture the spirit of community, connection, and celebration. Be sure to check SandpointWinterCarnival.com for updates, tickets, and details. It's now time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be right back with our featured guests in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonner's Ferry.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock InstaChange and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference and the 30% tax credit. Located in Ponderay. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball. Check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place, too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks Vapo Shower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
News Talk 97.1.
Working.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. In this segment, we're shining a spotlight on the Schweitzer Ski Resort. Joining me today is Taylor Prather, Marketing and Communications Manager at Schweitzer. Taylor, how's the season shaping up?
Well, it's been an extremely slow start to the season, conditions-wise. We've been challenged with everything from rain to warm temperatures to now cold temperatures and just not a lot of snow, to be honest, Joan. So we're still hopeful. You know, we haven't even reached the halfway mark of our season yet. Some people don't know that. But we're still hopeful we can turn it around. And you know what? We're still skiing and we're still having a great time up there.
Well, that's great. You know, it's funny because I've been mentioning that I saw Schweitzer go from champagne to tears, you know, and so hopefully we're getting back to the champagne and people will be skiing. I know that people that are stopping by the visitor center, they've been saying that the snow has been pretty good, at least on the basic slope.
Yeah, so our operations team has been absolutely incredible this year. Making something out of nothing is what we're saying. And luckily for us, the temperatures have dropped back down, so we're able to make snow. So we're making new snow on a regular basis now, and then we're grooming it as best we can to really keep it fun for everyone. Fun and safe.
Great. Well, talk to me a little bit about, You know, we've got Winter Carnival coming up, like I mentioned before. So let's talk about what special events go on during the week of Winter Carnival and how you're planning for some of them.
Mm-hmm. So every year, Schweitzer is really excited to be a part of Winter Carnival. Our typical year includes a special Let It Glow parade with the kiddos on the slopes, and then we do a fireworks show. And throughout the weekend, we have really cool things going on. We have a few breweries from Spokane come in. That's No Library in Spokane, and then Firestone Walker and Grand Teton come, and they set up a snow bar, and we have live music going on in the village. It's very animated, very fun, and then we kind of wrap it all up on that Sunday with the Let It Glow parade and the fireworks.
Oh, how fun. Are there any special promotions going on at Schweitzer during that time?
We actually have all sorts of promotions going on throughout the year. The best place to find that information, whether it's a lodging package or a deal on lift tickets or any of that kind of stuff, is on our deals and packages page on our website.
I heard that you were almost sold out at the hotels up there. Is that true, or do you still have some space?
We still have some availability. February is actually looking pretty popular. I think people are feeling optimistic that things are going to change next month. But we still have some availability up at Humbert and then the other properties as well.
What's one thing people might be surprised to learn about Schweitzer in the winter?
That's a good question. I would say that there's plenty of things going on for people who don't ski. I think a lot of people think Schweitzer and they think skiing and snowboarding, but we do snowshoe tours. We do moonlight snowshoe tours. We're opening our tubing hill back up this weekend. We've been able to make enough snow to get that back and running. We also have foot passenger lift tickets. So if people want to take a ride on a chairlift without any skis or snowboards, they can take a ride to the top. And at the top, we have Sky House, which is a great place to stop for lunch. So I always recommend people come up even if they don't ski.
I think that's really important to know, because sometimes people think that if they're going to get on a chairlift, they have to ski down.
They do not. They can take the chairlift right back down to the village. It's amazing.
Sounds like a plan for me. Do you see a lot of visitors discovering Sandpoint for the first time during Winter Carnival?
Typically, yes. I think especially becoming a part of the Alterra network and being on the Icon Pass for the last several years, we've seen a lot more new visitors come to town, especially during those long weekend breaks that they have with the kids. So it's pretty special to invite people that are brand new to the area here for the first time and showcase such a special weekend. So,
talk to me about opportunities for first-time skiers.
Sure. Well, we have a great ski and ride school. They have all sorts of lessons, whether you're a never-ever skier all the way up to refining your skills on the slopes. And we also have private lessons, which I always like to promote, because you can ski with a group of five or six of your friends or family and pick up tips along the way. So it really kind of depends on where you're at in your ski journey, but our ski and ride school kind of has something for everybody at every stage of their ski careers, so to speak. And they do a great job with terrain-based learning. They're not going to put you on a chairlift if you've never been on a pair of skis before for your first time. They manipulate terrain in certain learning areas to really teach you what it feels like before you're ready to even take your first run. And I'd also say the nice part about Schweitzer is our beginner slopes start at the village and then go down. Sometimes that chairlift is the biggest intimidation factor. And I think we have the luxury of being able to start with like your first lap out of the village versus jumping on a chairlift for the first time as your initial experience.
You know, I haven't been up there to ski actually, but do you have special slopes for snowboarders to keep them separate from skiers, or does everyone ski together?
Everyone skis together. We do have our beginner area, which is a little bit separate from the rest of our area. But the nice thing about Schweitzer too is two things. We always have a blue groomed slope, so an intermediate groom slope off of every single chairlift. So that helps with everybody who might be in a group with different ability levels. They'll always kind of find a little bit of comfort in knowing that they can all end up in the same spot, even if you kind of go off and do your own thing. The other thing is we have new, and this is part of January, which is Ski Safety Month. We have family zone signage in kind of like a high congestion area. So where people are kind of filtering down to the bottom of the chairlift. We have people out there, and we also have signage to encourage people to kind of slow down in high traffic areas. So
I think people are probably pretty polite as they're coming down the slopes, actually. They realize the consequences if they run into somebody. So,
absolutely.
You know, it makes a difference. What would you say that for someone planning a winter carnival weekend, is there a must-do experience at Schweitzer they won't want to miss? Maybe it's the parade, huh?
I think the parade sounds like an awesome time. I'm actually really excited to do that. I would also always say the fireworks show is very special. A lot of families come up to the mountain just for the fireworks. One of the cool things that I always like to give as a tip is if you are a skier, we have twilight skiing that night. So you can actually be on the slopes while the fireworks are going off, which is really special.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Or on the chairlift. Some people take a chairlift ride up and get to experience it that way. So all of those things make a perfect winter carnival weekend.
Oh, I think so too. And, you know, not just for up on the mountain, but also down in town. And we'll get to that in just a few too. What else would you, is there anything else that you'd like to add to let people know this time of year?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, this season is a little bit different. We keep calling it low tide. So we have about 30% of our terrain open. And while things might not always be completely roped off, it's always best to kind of use your best judgment going into new terrain and just really knowing your ability level, and definitely encouraging people to stay on the groom slopes until we get more snow. The other thing is this time of year, we're super busy with events. We have all sorts of events going on almost every weekend through the end of the season now. Winter Carnival weekend is a big one for us. We do a community ski day where we have discounted lift tickets and we donate that to community cancer services.
Oh, nice.
We have the Bank Slalom that comes up in March in partnership with 7B Board Shop and the Skate Park Association. We have Starlight, which is a really fun kind of like beer race series for adults. There's teams of five. There's a theme this year. It's kind of like Starlight or Star Wars intergalactic theme. You do two runs on the NASTAR course and then you go in and play bar games at Taps. It's really, really fun. So it's like it's prime activity season up at the mountain right now, and if people want to get involved or meet new people or get a discount to come up and ski, like definitely check out schweitzer.com on our events calendar.
Great. Is there anywhere else that they should learn about it, or schweitzer.com? That's the best place.
Yeah, our website, you know, we're updating it multiple times a day, from our snow reporting 3 to 4 times a day, all the way to our regular events and deals. So it's a great resource for everyone to kind of go and check out.
Thank you, Taylor, so much for being with us today. This has been a pleasure for us to learn more and talk about your winter carnival events and get us up to date.
Thanks,
so
Joan.
Thank you. We'll see you again soon, I
yes.
hope.
Yes. Bring on the snow.
Exactly.
Pool World. 50 years. A milestone Pool World is proud to celebrate with our community.
It all started with a dream to bring the Inland Northwest the very best in pools and pool services.
Today, Pool World is the region's premier pool builder with a dedicated service team, a large parts inventory, and 4 locations across Spokane and Coeur d'Alene.
Everything you need in one place, including hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges, and grills.
For 50 years, Pool World has been built on people. our family, our employees, and loyal customers. We've seen kids grow up, generations of families shop with us, and we're honored to be part of your lives.
As we celebrate the past, we look ahead, continuing the personal, in-store service and expert care you trust.
So from the entire Pool World family to you, our valued community, thank you for 50 years of trust and support. We're here for you, now and for years to come.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. In 2025, Taylor & Sons set dealership sales records for new Chevrolet vehicles. To keep the momentum going and offer our customers tremendous value, Taylor & Sons and Chevrolet have just announced a 2026 kickoff sale on every new 2026 Chevrolet vehicle in stock. Unlike other dealers offering closeout offers on the remaining 2025 models, Taylor & Sons is already in the business of offering clearance prices on 2026s. Right now, Taylor & Sons is offering current Chevy owners who trade up to a new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 up to $10,000 off MSRP. 2026 Silverado heavy-duty trucks are priced at up to $6,500 off MSRP. Better yet, Taylor & Sons is back in the business of having the most popular models in stock and ready for delivery today. You can view our entire inventory of sale-priced 2026 Chevrolet vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Make your new year the year you save and make a difference. Shop at Better Together Animal Alliance and enjoy 50% off a color tag every week. Got items to donate? When you give, you'll receive a 20% off coupon for your entire purchase. Every dollar you spend helps provide care, love, and forever homes for our amazing pets. Save money. Support animals. Shop Better Together Animal Alliance today.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. In this segment, we're shining a spotlight on Lake Life Wellness Center and Yoga Studio. And I'd like to welcome today Jamie Davis, who is the owner of that wellness center. So glad you could be here today.
Yeah, thank you, Joan.
For listeners who may be new to Lake Life Wellness Center, can you tell us about yourself and the Wellness Center and what you offer the community?
Yeah, thanks. My name is Dr. Jamie Davis. I'm a licensed acupuncturist and doctor of Chinese medicine and a certified functional medicine practitioner. So I've been in clinical practice for over 17 years with advanced training through Bastyr University and doctoral level specialization in research-based acupuncture and integrative care. My background is a little unique. I actually started in medical anthropology, which means I look at health through the lens of culture and environment and lifestyle and how the body adapts over time. And at Lake Life Wellness Center and Yoga Studio, we offer everything from acupuncture to therapeutic movement to even aesthetics and microneedling. So everything is designed to be medically informed and restorative.
So what inspired you to open Lake Life, and why did you choose Sandpoint as your home?
Yeah, so I actually, from the time I was 11 years old, I've experienced chronic illness. And while I was working on my master's in anthropology, I was really sick and barely functioning. And a colleague of mine wrote a paper on acupuncture, and I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard of. But I was so desperate at the time that I tried it, and it was the first relief I'd experienced in my entire life. And it was like a light bulb went off. I knew this is what I was meant to do with my life. And so I went back to medical school and went down that whole path and became an acupuncturist. And then with Lake Life, in my experience over the years, I've noticed that patients recover better, not with just one modality, but when they combine multiple modalities and create a whole new lifestyle. So doing acupuncture, but then also doing therapeutic movement and exercise and lifestyle like diet. So Lake Life was born out of combining all of those things together to give the patient the best opportunity to heal and change. And then with Sandpoint, we've been here over 10 years. My parents lived here, so we moved to raise our kids here. They're all bulldogs at the high school right now. They have three kids.
Excellent.
Yeah. And we actually opened our practice first in Hope, starting off very small in a little cabin, actually. And then we grew into Pondere in 2021. And then this year, we finally got to expand into our full practice in downtown Sandpoint.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area that you're in right now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you've probably defined pretty well wellness, but it can mean a lot of things. How do you find wellness at Lake Life?
Yeah, for us, wellness means how the body is designed to actually function physically, mentally, emotionally. So it's not about extremes or perfection. It's actually being able to live in your skin and interact with your family and your environment from a state of health and well-being.
What makes your studio different from a typical gym or yoga space or something like that? And how many people do you have that regularly come?
Yeah. So our wellness center and our yoga studio, they are two kind of different entities living together, and we do have quite a bit of overlap. What makes the yoga space so unique is we have very niche, like therapeutic movement classes. So we have spinal flow and mobility. We have a restorative class that's all about helping the autonomic nervous system reset.
What does that mean, though? What kind of moves do they do that accomplish that?
Yeah, like there's a lot of like stretching poses that get you into a nice deep stretch, but then you hold it so that your nervous system actually starts to relax and feel safe. So restorative is one of my favorites. We also have chair yoga, which is really important for our seniors or people that struggle with mobility. That way they don't have to get down on the floor. They use the chair for stability. So they're still standing and moving, but they have that kind of extra support. And then we're also going to be offering a prenatal class next month.
Oh, great.
And a 12-step recovery yoga class, which I'm really excited about.
12-step recovery, whoa.
Yeah.
That'll be different, huh?
Yeah, so we have lots of different kinds of options, yeah.
What kind of a staff do you have to do all of this and help you out?
Yeah, on the wellness side, we have two acupuncturists, three massage therapists, and esthetician. And then on the yoga side, we have five different instructors, and they all have their own unique offerings. And then we get special guest instructors for special workshops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then as a functional medicine provider, I also provide functional medicine group classes, and we utilize the yoga studio space for that.
And what is functional medicine?
That is where we are looking for the root cause of how your symptoms or disease pattern started. So a lot of times when people have pain or illness, that didn't just come out of nowhere. That came from a whole series of choices or biological conditions that came over time. And so we're trying to figure out where that started from so we can peel that onion and get to the core of it.
How do you see Lake Life fitting into the overall Sandpoint lifestyle and community?
Yeah, well, Lake Life actually got its name because of Lake Pondere. In fact, All of my treatment rooms are named after our different favorite spots on the lake. So Lake Life is not just a name. It's really a lifestyle. And living in Sandpoint, we're all about the outdoors and adventure and, you know, from the lake to the mountain. And our wellness center is provided so that you can actually be healthy in your body and enjoy those activities. So
how much time does one normally spend at your center? Do they come like for an hour class and then they leave and go to work, or how does it work?
Yeah, there's so many different options. I have some people that basically live there. They love all the different options. Acupuncture sessions are about a half an hour. We have an infrared sauna and halotherapy that can be anywhere from a half an hour to 60 minutes. The yoga classes tend to be about an hour. We have quite a few people that will do acupuncture, massage, and even a yoga class all in the same day. So they'll spend, you know, 3-4 hours at the studio. It really is personal preference.
And do you work with beginners who might feel a little intimidated trying yoga or your wellness classes for the first time? How do you work with them?
Yeah, actually, that's probably the majority of who we are seeing. We are here to help people regain flexibility and function. So athletic prowess, you know, being really great at yoga is definitely not a requirement. In fact, most people have never even taken a class before and they come to us for the first time. So we're all about it.
So for somebody who has a busy schedule, what do you suggest they start with?
I think acupuncture is a great place to start because we have our sessions really tailored to get you in and out as quickly as possible. So those are half an hour sessions. And over time with those sessions, you really start learning a lot of lifestyle and dietary things, but you're not having to be there for an hour or two. So it's a good one to sneak in there.
Are there any seasonal offerings that you recommend, especially during our long North Idaho winters that we're all feeling right now? It's so cold out.
Yeah, for sure. Our sauna. We have a state-of-the-art halotherapy infrared sauna. It's quite large. It's a 4-person, so you could even do yoga inside the sauna. But the salt therapy helps your immune system. It's got a special generator that makes the salt microscopic, so it gets deep into the lungs and the sinuses to clear them out. And then it has chromotherapy, which is light therapy, and then the heat from the sauna. So you're helping to warm up from the cold outside and getting that light that you need from, you know, it's these dark days. So.
Oh, Jamie, okay, this is over. We're going to the sauna. See you guys next week. No, we're going on. If someone walks out of Lake Life after a class, how do you hope they feel?
Yeah, I hope they feel, and I've been told that they feel grounded and supported. It's not just a movement class or wellness class. It is about a community.
Can you share a favorite success story or moment that really reminded you why you do this work?
Yeah. One of my favorite stories that comes to mind. So I treat a lot of veterans. We're in network with the VA. And I was working with this veteran that had quite extensive injuries, and his legs and knees had been bowed in, and it was difficult for him to walk. And I treated him for about a year. And one day he walked into the clinic and he's like, "Jamie, look at my legs. I have never seen them look straight before." He was so happy and proud. And he was actually moving away overseas that month to get married. And it was a complete 180 from when I first met him. And just the smile on his face, that was... And, you know, what's interesting is those kinds of transformations happen every day at the clinic. So that's one of the joys of why I get to do this work.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. And is yoga and wellness really for everyone, even people who don't think they're flexible or athletic?
Absolutely. In fact, you can't get flexible unless you get started. So our different offerings, especially the chair yoga, if you have like no flexibility whatsoever, I would start there. So you've got that nice support. But all of our offerings, it's helping you get started from where you're at. The spinal flow and mobility helps with actually stretching and getting that flexibility. So, yeah.
And what's one misconception that people have about yoga or wellness that you'd love to clear up?
Yeah. One of them is that they have to be good at yoga to come doing the classes. In fact, we prefer that you don't, you're not great at it, that you want to give it a try. The other misconception is that you have to be broken to be healed, especially with acupuncture. People think that they need to have something wrong with them. But the beauty of what we offer in wellness is preventive care. So immune support, anxiety, depression support, and just kind of overall being able to feel free in your body.
Well, you know, one thing that I was thinking of is one of the reasons why I probably haven't been to a yoga class is that I'm not real good about standing on one leg.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of have to be able to do that and balance and hold it for a while. So I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, I'm actually right there with you. With my chronic illness, it caused a brain injury. And so I can't balance to save my life. And I've been taking the classes with my patients, and I still can't hold a pose, but I can hold the wall, and it's helping.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful talking to you. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get you on again, too, a little later in the year, and you can give us an update on how things are going and what you've added, and we'll even get a better understanding. It's time now for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be right back with our featured guests in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry.
Catch the big game on the biggest screen in Ponder A County at Kalispell Casino. Bet on your team at the easy-to-use Sporting Bets kiosks. Try your luck at the slots. Use your canvas card every time you play at Kalispell Casino this year. You'll earn entries into Quest for the Million from Northern Quest to win $1 million next January. Get into Kalispell Casino for the game action. The 12-foot screen is the place to catch it. Kalispell Casino and RV Resort in Cusick, Washington.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. If it's a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Highmark Heating and Cooling, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. We're committed to meeting your needs and your budget with a high level of skills and integrity. Call to schedule an appointment today. Go to HighmarkHeatingandCooling.com. Proudly serving Bonner County for over 20 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
How's college?
Well, I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI on sugar beets.
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
It's the Spokane Boat Show's 71st anniversary. Don't be fooled by a dealer's open house. The real deals are all in one place. The Spokane Boat Show. January 29th through February 1st at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. This is where you can compare it all, side by side. Fishing boats, pontoons, wake boats, cruisers, and more. Boats of every type and every size. With major dealers from across the region competing for your business, you'll find special show pricing and deals you won't get anywhere else. Under moonlit stars with the wind as your soul. So before you buy at an open house, do your homework where it counts. One stop. All the boats, all the brands, all the best prices. The Spokane Boat Show is family fun.
Only in a boat, only in a boat, only in a boat.
January 29th through February 1st at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Visit SpokaneBoatShow.com for more info.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. I'm Joan Urbaniak, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. In this segment, we're highlighting the Cedar Summit Law Firm. Joining me today is Doug Marks, the firm's principal. Welcome, Doug. I'm so glad you could be with us today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me.
Doug, for listeners who may not know you, can you tell us a little bit about your practice and the kinds of clients you typically help? I know that you've been in the area for years.
Yeah, we do mostly estate planning and trusts and wills, and then we do the powers of attorney for healthcare and finance as well. And then a lot of our clients are local businesses. And over the years, I've gathered other corporate businesses that are out of town. So I still do quite a bit of corporate businesses for people, for companies in California or Utah. But yeah, a lot of estate planning. That's the bulk of what I do. I appreciate doing that a lot more. It's a lot less stressful.
And you've just opened an office down in Coeur d'Alene. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, so I hired an attorney and then made him a partner, Brady Espeland, and we've opened an office in Coeur d'Alene down there on Northwest Avenue.
Oh, great. A lot of people hear wills and trusts and think it's something they can put off. Why is estate planning important for everyday families and not just the wealthy?
Man, that's a great question. You really don't need to do estate planning if you're just the run-of-the-mill married with kids because, well, I shouldn't say you shouldn't do it or you don't need it. They have a law called the Intestate Succession Law in Idaho, and it'll guess. If you don't have a will or a trust, it'll guess, and it'll say, well, most people want to give their remaining assets to their spouse and their kids, and that's what'll happen. But if you don't have a will or a trust. And so if you have anything that's different, you've had a divorce or you have a disabled child or you have anything that's different than really standard, you know, you just want to give it to your spouse and kids, then you need to do some estate planning.
But if you have a will, isn't that taxable? I mean, aren't there taxes that go with that? Estate taxes? And it's smart to have a trust to kind of be able to pass it on to your kids. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the estate tax exclusion is so high nowadays that they're really, especially in Idaho, unless you have a really large estate, I mean many, many millions, you likely aren't going to be hit by the estate tax. Oh. And so really why people have that conception quite a bit of trust that it will avoid taxes. And it really doesn't unless you do an irrevocable trust, which most people don't want to do for a lot of reasons. But what a trust does for you is it avoids that probate process. So it saves the public proceeding of going through probate.
And that's what the difference is basically between a will and a trust.
Yeah, that's the biggest differences, there are some other differences, but that's the main thing is when you put property into a trust, then you don't have to go get a court order, or your survivors don't have to go get a court order transferring the property into their heirs' names.
How do people know which one is going to be right for them?
Oh, you just got to call us.
Seriously, it's just all individual.
Yeah, we do a lot of trusts, you know, probably 7 or 8 a month. And, but most people can be fine with a will. It's not, the probate process is not nearly as bad as it used to be and as it is rumored to be. A lot of people want to avoid it. And so in that case, you would want to do a trust. Or if you want to have specialized distributions to your kids, maybe you don't want to give it to them as soon as they're 18 or 21 and you want to give a certain asset in a certain way to a child as opposed to a different child. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because when my parents passed away, it took my sister a year to actually take care of the estate and finally finalize everything. I was hoping it wouldn't take that long, but it does take time.
Yeah, and that's another reason that a trust can be quicker. The administration can be quicker, and you don't publish publicly. And you can definitely save some time that way.
What happens if someone passes away without a will in place?
That's where the intestate succession laws come in. The law will assume that you want to give your assets in a certain way. So the law kind of assumes that you want to leave it to your spouse and then to your kids. And so that's what will happen if you don't have a will or a trust.
How often should someone review or update their will or trust?
Anytime there's a major life event. If there's a divorce or you move to a different state, you get different assets, you've inherited something, at a minimum, And then I usually tell people 5 to 7 years, even if you haven't had any major things going on, it's wise to make a, just check into it. And we do free consultations, so you can call us up and we'll talk to you through whether you need to do anything.
I know in our trust we have property that we own. We also put our cars, our automobiles in, and a boat. Did that make sense, or was that going a little too deep?
A lot of people will leave their vehicles out of a trust, and there's a lot of reasons for that, which I won't go into, but it's okay that you did it, but most people don't.
Okay. I think, you know, I did it quite a few years ago. It was probably before there were a lot of changes in the law that didn't affect us, and we were just afraid to, you know, wanted to make sure we protected everything.
Right.
People sometimes worry that estate planning is complicated or expensive. What do you say to someone who feels overwhelmed about getting started?
That is one of our focuses, really, is we try to help people understand whether they need a will or a trust. And we try to be really basic and take them where they are and explain things.
Okay, if someone has questions or wants to learn more, what's the best way to reach you and get started with your office?
They can go to cedarsummitlaw.com, or they could Google my name, Doug Marks, and I, you know, Doug Marks attorney, and I'll turn up.
Is there like an age where you see many people starting to think about this?
Oh, man, good question. It seems to be like somebody's in their 60s or 70s, or when they're younger, when they are starting to think about the number of kids they have, and, oh, I need to take care of my kids if something happens to me. So I don't know. There's no specific age, but a lot of times it's when people are going overseas on a big trip or undergoing a medical procedure, operation, they want to make sure everything's in order.
That makes complete sense to me. What's one small step listeners can take this year to get more peace of mind when it comes to planning ahead?
I think just call us or go to the website, and we can answer questions that you've got. We do the free consultation, and we can help out to put your mind at ease.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate knowing much more about your law firm. Call Doug. He has the answers to wills and trusts and many other things, I'm sure.
Yep, and we'll be happy to meet you in our office in Sandpoint as well.
Great. It's time now for another station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.